This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Who has time? This is a common complaint I've heard from people when they explain how there's just not enough hours in the day to accomplish the necessary tasks, and they have nothing left over for that all-important exercise that they and we all need. Our guest today offers a solution. In her book, Fit Quickies, she outlines targeted body-shaping workouts, she says, we can all do in just 5 minutes. Lanny Muirath is a celebrity coach for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine's 21-day Kickstart program and a fitness advisor for the Dr. John McDougall Health and Medical Center discussion boards. She holds a master's in physical education. We've talked with her before. Lanny, welcome back to HeartWise.
Thank you, Charles. I'm so glad to be here.
Now, one of the things that surprised me about the exercises in your book, Fit Quickies, was how simple they are. Anyone, anywhere can do them. First, share with our listeners just how much exercise we need each day.
Well, I like to look at it over the course of the week for making sure you are inclusive of cardiorespiratory exercise, strength training, and flexibility training. And within that, I like to see people moving for an hour and a half every day. And that doesn't have to be all at one shot, as you know, because you've read Fit Quickies.
Yes. And that can include some walking, am I right?
Absolutely. Anytime you're putting one foot in front of the other, here's what you're doing. You're getting your system moving. You're moving your lymphatic fluid. You're getting your brain recharged because of, brain fog comes from we don't move the muscles in our legs that stimulate circulation.
Right.
And you are also, very importantly, stimulating this hormonal cascade that helps to build a better brain.
You know, you're absolutely right. Before I called you on the phone to do this program, I was exercising. I was standing here bending and looking at your book and trying some of these things. And you know what? I think my brain is smarter than it was when I started. It's amazing.
Well, anytime you do start moving, you get that cascade of flow and that brain-derived neurotrophic factor, you know, that BDNF, which I talk about a lot of in the plant-based journey as well, starts to flow, and that's how you can improve your mood and make changes with your brain.
Well, that's good news, because people, you can stand up and walk around at work, you can go down the hall, you can go get a drink of water at the water trough, you can walk rapidly, you can do all these things during your lunch hour too. So walking is an important part of this, right?
Okay. Yes, and I do a lot of that. I bet you do too. Are you a walker?
I am absolutely a walker. I walk at least an hour and a half a day, and that's not just walking, that's moving along.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are there exercises, and you bring some of these out, let's talk about the exercises for our number one killer, and that's heart disease. We are damaging our hearts in some rather profound ways. What can exercising and little Fit Quickies do for our hearts each day?
The research says, and I write about this in Fit Quickies too, is that in terms of physical benefit, in many ways, in terms of reduction of BMI, waist reduction measurement, it doesn't matter if you're doing 30 minutes all at once or 30 minutes broken up into segments of 10 minutes each. So all of those things contribute to so many of these benefits. When you're looking at cardiorespiratory, you need to have at least 10 minutes continuous of the large muscle groups doing a pump through the cardiorespiratory system. That's kind of like the definition of cardiorespiratory exercise.
Yes.
But you can do that in 10-minute bouts.
And of course, you have written two books, and I have them side by side here. The other one is The Plant-Based Journey. When it comes to our hearts, pumping copious amounts of blood through plaque-clogged arteries is not good. Is there any way we can match food with fitness?
It's so funny. When you said, what's the best exercise? And I was going to say, well, the one you do with your arm and your fork is probably the most important, because that's where you get preventative. But as you know, Charles, because we've spoken before, I'm a big proponent of looking at all three pillars of well-being, and that's the food, which is a whole foods plant-based diet, fitness, which is a simple prescription of regular physical activity and frame of mind, which is some kind of mindfulness training. You need all three legs, and it does start with what you're eating. You're right. You can be, you know, marathon runners can drop dead from atherosclerosis if they're bacon and egging it all the way through the rest of the day. So very important combination.
A lot of your exercises, of course, have resistance to them. Talk about resistance and why resistance training is important to us.
Simply because the only way to keep a muscle in strength, developing, is to challenge it. Mm. This is one of the things that walking will not necessarily do. Right. It doesn't do much for upper body strength, for example. And why do we need upper body strength? It's because it has to do with your overall well-being and vitality and resiliency. When you are using the same muscles in the same way over and over again, they adapt to that, and you start to actually not be able to challenge muscle and keep the strength that you need for a more vitalic life. So you've got to do both. You've got to do the cardiorespiratory, and you have to do resistance, which is what makes muscle stronger.
Now, there are going to be people who are listening to this program who are sitting at their desk at work, or they're sitting in their easy chair at home. And bless their hearts, I hope they're sitting because they're tired from exercising and from walking. But if they're just sitting because that's what they do, what are some of the dangers of someone just sitting for most of the day?
Yeah, well, we now know that sitting too much is hazardous to your health. I believe that's the chapter title in Fit Quickies, is that when you are sitting for extended periods of times, which is kind of like a modern condition, you know, 2, 3, 4, sometimes more hours of either, and I don't just mean sitting, reclining is in there too. Anytime you're not getting any circulation going, we start to get an acceleration of the negative disease biomarkers, such as elevated triglycerides, elevated cholesterol, we have our glucose sensitivity is affected. We start to build up the things associated with metabolic disease, and that is simply from those extended period of times. And this is also enlightening. If it's true, as you said, that the person sitting on the couch has just finished their 90-minute workout, the science tells us that even if you are doing that, if that's your only real activity during the day and the rest of the day you've got 3 to 4 hours at computer or 4 to 5 hours on the couch, TV, whatever, that those disease biomarkers accelerate just as much as for someone who is not doing their workouts at all. Now, it does, it's not fair, and I'm sure the people who get the workout in are going to be healthier in some regards, stronger in many respects. But it's amazing how those numbers climb, even if you're doing your isolated workout. That's why you have to, that's the beauty of the Fit Quickie concept. Keep moving throughout the day. Break up those periods, those hours with intermittent activity.
Yeah. And this intermittent activity, I mean, if you have a chair, if you have a wall, if you have a door jam, in some cases, if you have a piano bench, you have a gymnasium right there with you, and it makes it easy.
Yeah, and all you need is your body, because I will do many of the Fit Quickies I take with me into the supermarket. I'll do these in the airport lounge, and there's no necessarily equipment there, maybe like a railing to hang on to if I need it. But these, even there are exercises that can be adapted to if you're stuck in the middle seat on an airplane and you can't get out, everyone's asleep, and you know you've been sitting too long. There's a move in there, too. Can you guess which one it is?
I don't think it would be jumping jacks. Am I on the right track here?
Well, that's not in the book.
Okay, no.
One from the book.
Okay.
It's actually the legs into play, which is at Quickie number 10, where it's a standing move. It's the calf raises, where you get your body into alignment and come up to the toes, down to the heels. The purpose of that is because it gets all the legs into play quite quickly, but it also activates the calves, which is your body's peripheral pump to your circulatory cardiorespiratory system. So if you're sitting down, and this is good for people who can't stand anyway, whether a disability or because they have an injury or they just kind of were trying to warm up to the idea of moving, or they're stuck in the middle seat on the airplane, you can do those rises onto your toes sitting down. And I'll put a little pressure with my hands on my knees so that I have resistance to push against as I come up to my toes, down to my heels. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I love this. I love this because, you know, you stand in line at the bank, you stand in line at the grocery store, Hey, you can be doing exercises right there and not disturb people at all.
No, and nobody notices. And when I do, one of the exercises I like to do standing in line is actually higher assets. That's with a T, higher assets. And that's just very simply lifting the toes off one foot off the ground and getting your body in alignment, which is, as you know from my book, I'm really a stickler on proper form and alignment for safety and getting most benefit out of the exercises. And from there, you just contract the glutes and pull the leg a few inches to the back, and people don't notice.
We're talking with Lani Mueller-Raff. She is the author of two books that we've talked about. One we talked about before, The Plant-Based Journey. And now we're discussing Fit Quickies, five-minute targeted body-shaping workouts that you can do anywhere, anytime. Don't have to show off. You don't have to run around. You don't have to sweat and breathe hard. You just have to do these things, and they bring wonderful results for your body. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, I want to ask you, Lani, how soon we can expect to see changes in our bodies when we follow the advice of Fit Quickies. And we'll learn the answer to that and other questions on our return, so stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. Would you like a strategy to help you lower your blood pressure other than medications? Well, our biblical prescription for today comes from Psalm 63, verses 3. This text states, "Thy loving kindness is better than life." Well, studies have shown that kindness can lengthen your life and actually lower your blood pressure by increasing vagal tone, the parasympathetic nervous system, chemicals like oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, and all of these might contribute to lowering the blood pressure. Not only does it lower blood pressure, but kindness can help your blood sugar and improve your immune system. So if you want a strategy to help you lower your blood pressure, how about participating in a random act of kindness today? To learn more, go to our website. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Did you know that last year in the United States, over 4 billion prescriptions were written? Prescription medications seem to be the most popular treatments these days. But what can we do if we want to limit our exposure to prescription medications? At Heartwise, we recognize the importance of nutrition in treating and prevention of disease. Dr. Hippocrates stated, "Let food be thy medicine." Many evidence-based studies support a whole food, plant-based diet. But how is this achieved in the fast-paced world we live in today? We want to encourage those interested in this type of treatment to watch the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and visit the website plantpurenation.com. This is a great first step towards helping yourself move towards better health and helping make the world a better place. Visit plantpurenation.com to start your journey today. That's plantpurenation.com.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills, Lani Mueller-Raff. She is the author of Fit Quickies, five-minute targeted body-shaping workouts you can do anywhere, anytime. And I really like this because a lot of people think you have to go somewhere and do exercises. You have to join somewhere and make payments to something, and that's not necessarily the case. Maybe if you wanted to be the next Mr. America or Mrs. America, you might have to if you want to build muscles to that level. But if you want to be healthy, if you want to be trim, and if you want to be toned, who doesn't want to be toned? I want to be toned. If you combine her two books, The Plant-Based Journey and Fit Quickies, you will be all of those things. Now, Lani, the question is, how soon, we are instant gratification type of people, how soon can we expect to see some changes in our overall health and in our overall body when we start following your advice?
Well, in terms of mental well-being, you'll get that within 3 to 5 minutes. That's why I liked the idea of throwing those exercises in throughout the day, because this is a way to keep your mental vitality and your body poised for mental and physical action through the course of the day. Mm-hmm. As for seeing changes in strength, changes in cardiorespiratory health, and changes in flexibility, already we've got three dimensions to look into. But your ability to make those changes is also related to one, your consistency and effort, and also to your current state of health. So if you are someone who has been couch potato for several years and you haven't gotten off the couch since like the Clinton administration, the last one, I don't know if there's one coming up, but then you need to work your way up in a way that your body's going to be able to accommodate, and you may see bigger leaps in a few weeks of time more than someone who's very fit and has to challenge themselves at a higher level. But I would say that for the average person, if you have just been maybe just doing walking, which is great, and you want to add strength training, which is the focus of Fit Quickies exercises, you will see strength changes within a week to 2 weeks. You'll see body shaping changes within 4 to 6 weeks. And those, this I recommend people can even take pictures before and after.
Yes.
Because sometimes we can't trust the mirror. Like, you know, we see what we want to see through the mirror.
Absolutely.
And you can see physical changes in strength visually through pictures and by your strength.
Yeah.
You'll notice if you can only do 3 push-ups this week and next week you can do 10, there's change going on.
You have an important message here, and you speak it throughout the book, and that is that this Fit Quickies, that the targeted body shaping workouts and overall health and toning that we're doing does more than make us look good on the outside. There are things happening on the inside of us that are actually health building. Describe some of those things.
And are you talking about in your brain?
In brain and your body itself.
Both. Well, I mentioned the brain a little bit earlier about the brain-derived neurotrophic factor and how that helps create neuroplasticity so that your brain stays better functioning and you are better able to adapt a healthy lifestyle. It improves your mood, it improves your outlook and your sense of optimism.
Yeah.
The changes are happening physiologically, that is a physiological result, but that we may be more accustomed to is your cardiorespiratory fitness improving, which means you can sustain life challenges such as dashing to the airport, carrying groceries from the car to the house. You know, these are all things that demand a certain level of fitness. And it's really wonderful, Charles, to get a little bit more fit so that those tasks become easy to do and your whole life improves because of it and your resiliency improves because of it. And in terms of, we were talking about the couch potato syndrome, the too much sitting is, what do they call it? They say sitting is the new smoking. You've probably heard that too.
Yes, absolutely.
By being active, you have very rapid effect on slowing down and reversing the development of those disease biomarkers just by not sitting for extended periods of time. So this is encouraging. And this is the point here, Charles, I really want to make. People tend to see if they're not in a place where they're fit or exercising and they think, I need to start exercising, it can be very daunting because they think, oh my gosh, I have to get, you know, 5 hours of this and 3 sessions of that and 4, and they just see, like you were saying, the gym workout.
Yes.
I suggest to people, let's look at it through a new filter of if you would like to be more resilient and fit and stronger and better shaped and all of that, look down that to where you would like to go and think of, this is just like in the plant-based journey with food, what is the first simplest thing that you can do to move you in that direction?
Yeah.
And this is where I have an example, and this is from the plant-based journey, where this woman wanted, she weighed 300 pounds, she wanted to lose weight and, you know, eat better, and she was so discouraged because it hurt her to move. She goes, I just can't exercise. And I asked her, can you stand up? And she said, well, yeah. So we started her with standing for 5 minutes a day. And then that was 10 minutes. And soon after a month, she was walking 30 minutes a day. She lost 100 pounds. So see, that's what I mean. And many people might think, you know, 5 minutes, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to bother with that. But it made a difference. It can change your life, starting small and growing.
Mm. We're talking with Lanny Mueller-Rath. She is the author of Fit Quickies, Fit Quickies, also the author of The Plant-Based Journey. You combine these two together and you have yourself a winning combination. Okay, in chapter 7 of your book, you talk about the kickstand core challenge. What is that? Sounds interesting.
This is my alternative to the sit-up, which we know that sit-ups can, a couple of problems with the usual sit-up, and I'm assuming everybody listening can get a mental picture when I say sit-up.
Right.
But one thing, it tends to relieve the hip flexing muscles quite a bit more than targeting your abdominal area. And it can also place an undue and potentially damaging strain on the lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lower back is, as we know, there's a natural curve in the lower back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you reach up, you're extending your back and you exaggerate that curve even more. By doing a curling exercise, what you're doing is you're compressing the spine against its natural curve repeatedly over and over again. And many people will do this with, you know, really heavy weights. Bodybuilders will do that. And maybe they'll build up some six-pack muscles, but at the expense of a healthy spine. So with the kickstand core challenge, so I put you in position so that you are retaining that natural curve in the lower back. And now what I do is put I like people to lean into a playground ball, which is like about 6 inches, you know, those either rubber ball or inflatable ball. So you support the lower back. And if you don't have that, you can put your elbows on the floor because it will help you keep that curve. And from there, you primarily are breathing out, contracting the belly, which affects that transversus abdominis muscle, which is your natural girdle, and make a simple pull forward without really moving much range of motion. So you're keeping your natural curve, and you're just activating those muscles a little bit to pull you up. The best thing you can do for your abdominals is really maintaining good form and position. And the 7 seconds to flat belly exercise, which is the quickie number one, is very powerful for affecting that same muscle. So I know I moved away from the exercise you said, but I wanted to address the abdominal challenge question.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to show our listeners that these exercises are designed to not hurt you, that these exercises are designed on purpose to protect those areas of your body that a lot of people damage sometimes when they do exercises. So when you do Fit Quickies, you know that you are in safe hands following Lanny Muehlrath's advice here. Lanny, we just have a couple of minutes left on the program, and I want to talk real quickly about motivation. What do we do when we buy your book and we're going through this thing and we're seeing some changes, but then we sort of lose our motivation? How do we keep going?
It's important for us to first get in touch with what is it that we want to achieve with this so that we don't have a simple, everyone wants to look better and feel better, but it has to be deeper on that. What do you want to look better and feel better for? Do you want to have more energy so that you can play with your children or your grandchildren or be on some kind of adventure with your spouse or simply go on a walk daily without that being too challenging? It can improve your life so much to retain some measure of fitness, but you need to connect with why that is important to you and to be of value to you. And the other thing is to be very specific about the incremental changes that you want to make improving your fitness. Don't just say, I'll walk more this week. You have to say, I'm going to walk 10 minutes, 5 days this week, put it on the calendar and plan for it and value it. Those are all important.
I like that because I guess the bottom line is we want to be healthy people. We want to feel good. We want to think good. We want to act good. We want to look good. And these kinds of exercises combined with the plant-based journey diet and lifestyle, these kind of things put together can accomplish all of those things no matter what your age, no matter how you are set up right now, if you are overweight or if you are underweight or whatever you happen to be.
And as we move through time, which is my way of saying getting older, we value this more and more.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Having physical resiliency is so important.
Okay, where can people learn more about you and your books?
At LannyMuehlrath.com, which is LannyMuehlrath.com, or you can also get there by going to theplantbasedjourney.com and fitquickies.com.
Very good.
So I'll take you there.
All right. Fantastic. And I recommend you do that, listener. Absolutely. These are books that will be on my library from now on. These are important, and I will be thumbing through Fit Quickies as I learn to do some of these exercises my very own self. Thank you, Lanny, for that.
Thank you.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Lanny Muehlrath inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.